Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue to investigate lies in the textbooks. Today we will investigate what is written in our textbook about the Intifada. What is the Intifada? You know, it is amazing. As I travel all over the United States of America, speaking in different churches and different venues, many people always ask me about a word or two in the Arabic language just to be able to speak some words in other foreign language. So now we're teaching our children from the kindergarten to the 12th grade new Arabic words like the word Intifada. Most people will have no clue what Intifada means, but it sounds good. But did you notice the agenda behind the teaching of the Intifada? I mean, when you listen to the teaching which the liberal and the Muslim add to this word of Intifada, it is nothing but a continuing of brainwashing our children with a series of lies. First, we taught our children that there is a land is called Palestine, and this land is occupied by this terrible people, the Israelites. The lie was given to our children in different ways. Sometimes it's just a simple talk in indirect way, which I call curve speech or circle speech. For example, when we talked about Jesus and we told our children that Jesus was born in Palestine, not in Israel, not in Judah, not in Bethlehem, and all the simple passages here and there which liberal and Muslim added to our textbooks just to tell our children that this land where the Jewish people live today is called Palestine, not Israel, not the land of Canaan. Or just to tell our children that these bad people, the Israelites, have occupied the poor Palestinian land. And sometimes they emphasize on the same lie by simply put it in a question form, like the question, which land did the Israelites win or occupy after the 6 days war in Palestine? You hear, it is repeating the information in different ways to our children to reinforce or to brainwash our children, sometimes just as a statement and sometimes as a question. Now we're talking about the Intifada. That is the second step, where in it we see that the occupied, the Palestinian, are uprising. Yes, indeed, Intifada means uprising. Because now we know that the Palestinian are real frustrated with the Israelites, those who occupied their homes and their land, and now they are doing everything they can to take their land, their home, their country back from the Israelites. Then the textbook describes that their uprising is not in a violent way, because that is the message we're trying to teach our children. We are lying to our children just for the purpose to gain the compassion, the sorrow for the occupied, the Palestinian people. But is that true? What is the real story behind the uprising, the Intifada in the land of Israel? First, let us listen to what is written in the textbooks. Then I will mix my comments with that which is written by Citizens for National Security.
In the text, Modern World History, Patterns of Interaction, published by McDougall Whittle, copyright 2005, on page 587, a widespread campaign of civil disobedience called the Intifada or Uprising. The Intifada took the form of boycotts, demonstrations, attacks on Israeli soldiers, and rock throwing by unarmed teenagers. However, the civil disobedience affected world opinion, which in turn put pressure on Israel to seek negotiations with the Palestinians.
You see, the message we have here in our textbook is very simple. Unarmed teenagers, no bomb, no guns, no bullet. They're upset. They throw rock on the Israelite soldiers. That's it. It's just a rock in the hand of teenagers who are upset. Boycotts, demonstration. That's all what we know about the Intifada. And because of all this hard work of these little teenagers, now the world is really asking the Israelites to back off from their claims or whatever they are trying to accomplish in the occupied land of Palestine. Is this the real story? Is this what we really should teach our children about the Intifada? Or is there more to it? You see, as I read in the following statement from Citizens for National Security, they stated the truth, which must be taught our children. Instead of this propaganda of the uprising, here is the truth. The discussion of the 1987 Intifada speaks of civil disobedience but fails to mention the extreme violence of the Palestinians who murder 1,100 of their own people and 164 Israelis. If you're talking about the first Intifada, we're talking about almost 1,300 people dead. I don't think you can kill 1,300 people by the hand of some unarmed teenagers simply by throwing some rocks. For that is what the textbook says. But the truth is, the PLO, responsible for much of the Intifada violence, accused 1,100 Palestinians of Israeli collaboration. That is, the PLO accused other Palestinians of working with Israel against the interest of the PLO. That's why they killed these 1,100 of their own people. Although accusations were unproven, what happened was far more than unarmed teenagers who conducted the Intifada. They were singled out to invoke sympathies from teenagers worldwide. That is the true story. Another great evidence I would like to share with you to prove that the Intifada or the uprising was more than just unarmed teenagers is the fact that there have been plenty of children who were used as suicide bombers. Can you imagine with me how wicked these Palestinians are? The Palestinians were using their own children as suicide bombers to go inside buses, different businesses, different locations inside Israel for the purpose of killing the Jews. Can you imagine how much is the jihad in the Muslim mind and hearts that a man will put a bomb around his own son or his own daughter? We are talking about innocent children here, for heaven's sake. This is because of how much hate they do have for the Jewish people. They have no problem to use their own children as a bomb to kill innocent women, children, and others in different locations inside Israel. What we have seen here in September 11, by using aeroplanes to kill Americans, it is what has been happening in Israel on a daily basis by Palestinians against the Jews. That is the true Intifada. That is the true jihad, which, by the way, perfectly fits with the teaching of Allah in the Quran. They are living the words of Allah in the Quran and the command of Muhammad in the Hadith to hate the Jew, to kill the Jews. And that is the reality of the uprising in Israel by the Palestinians and many different places. Let's continue with the Intifada to learn about what really took place in the textbook concerning the uprising of the Palestinians against the Jews.
From the text, World History, Connections to Today, published by Prentice Hall, copyright 2001. From page 900, young Palestinians and the First Intifada stoned Israeli troops and disobeyed curfew laws.
That's it? Is this the Intifada? Is this the uprising? Or there is more to it? Here is the truth from Citizens for National Security. They stated the quote is misleading because it suggests Palestinians who participated in the First Intifada were like difficult teenagers rioting at a football game. In fact, the First Intifada was declared by the Palestinian Authority and became a violent, deadly activity. Once again, let me repeat to you the truth about the Intifada, the uprising. It is the discussion of the 1987 Intifada fails to mention all what really took place, the killing of 1,100 Palestinians by the hand of the Palestinian, and the killing of 164 Israeli. Add to that the Israelis killed over 1,000 Palestinians in response to the violence against Israel.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the Darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus, and many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugarcoated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
But no. We don't want to make the PLO, the Hamas, and Fatah, this wonderful Muslim people, look violent. They're wonderful, loving, peaceful, just few teenagers who throw 5 or 10 rocks on the Israeli soldiers. No, it is a completely different story. We must remove these lies from our textbook and replace it with the truth of what took place, for heaven's sake. We're teaching history. We're not rewriting history, but we're simply teaching history of what took place in the Middle East. Well, let's look to another textbook passage concerning the Intifada, the uprising of the Palestinian against Israel.
On page 587, in 1987, Palestinians began to express their frustrations in a widespread campaign of civil disobedience called the Intifada, or uprising. The Intifada took the form of boycotts, demonstrations, attacks on Israeli soldiers, and rock throwing by unarmed teenagers.
Have you ever seen somebody mad, angry, breaking something because he was frustrated? And if you ask him, why did you do what you did? He or she may say, well, I was upset. I was frustrated. So here we learn, boys and girls, the Palestinians are now experiencing frustration. They're upset. They don't know what to do. I mean, they try everything they can to get back their homes and their land from the Jewish occupiers. They want to have their own state. That's why the unarmed teenager threw some rocks on the Israeli soldiers. And that is the repeated lie. Now, let me remind you of the statement. If you say a lie often enough and keep repeating it, people eventually will believe it. That is what our teenager students in America are learning about this poor teenager in Palestine. Now they're all full of compassion of the equal age of teenager of the Middle East. I have already met Americans who participate in college riots in America for the Palestinian teenagers without knowing anything about what is really happening in the Middle East. and these wonderful American boys and girls are standing against what the Israelis are doing to the Palestinians. Human rights people are speaking for the rights of the Palestinian. Have you ever asked yourself the question, why American students are participating in riots for the Palestinian against the Jewish of Israel? The answer is very simple. Because these American students had been brainwashed by Muslim and liberal throughout all the years of study in our textbook. That is what you get in the end. Now, let me read to you the comments written by Citizens for National Security. They said, Islamic terrorism would be a more accurate description of Palestinian behavior. In simple words, these Muslim Palestinians, the PLO or others, they're no different than Osama bin Laden or those who attack America on September 11. They are one of the same of those whom we engage in war the last 10 years in Iraq and in Afghanistan. They believe the same thing. Their desire is to get rid of Israel, the small Satan, as they desire to get rid of America, the great Satan. They are Muslims. I know that Citizens for National Security is calling them terrorists, but in the Quran, Allah named them true Muslim believers. Don't forget what Allah said to Muhammad in Quran chapter 8 and verse 65. O you Prophet, provoke the believers to engage in war. For here we see Muslim Palestinians, or Muslim Afghani, or Muslim Pakistani, or Muslim Iraqi, or Muslim Egyptian, or Muslim Libyan, or Muslim Syrian, or even Muslim Americans. It doesn't matter. When any Muslim believers have the desire to get rid of Israel or to get rid of the United States of America, they are practicing the command of Allah in the Quran. They are provoked by Allah and Muhammad to engage in war. With who? With us, infidels, any non-Muslim. Now, let us go back to the discussion of Citizens for National Security, for they stated, this relatively benign portrayal of Palestinian protest excludes attacks on Israel's civilians, but does include unarmed teenagers, while Intifada militants, including rock throwers, were of all ages. The writer selectively identifies teenagers to whom middle and high school teenagers can relate with sympathy. In fact, the first Intifada were declared by the Palestinian Authority and became a violent, deadly activity. The discussion of the 1987 Intifada fails to mention the extreme violence of the Palestinians. That is obviously the killing of the 1,100 Palestinians by PLO and the killing of 164 Israeli and the killing of 1,000 Palestinians, which was a response to the violence against Israel. How about this next paragraph here to learn a little bit more about what really our textbooks teaching our children about the second Intifada, the second uprising, which took place in the year 2000. For we read,
in the text, Modern World History, Patterns of Interaction, published by McDougall, Little, copyright 2005, on page 587, 2000 visit by Israeli leader Ariel Sharon to Holy Arab Site launches second Intifada and years of violence.
I wonder if any of our students investigate or ask the teacher the question, what exactly is the land which you call Holy Arab Site, which the leader of Israel, Ariel Sharon, has visited? Because the phrase completely leaves out the key fact that the holy site visited by Ariel Sharon was the Temple Mount, which is the holiest of holy sites to the Jewish people, the Temple of Solomon. The Muslim built the mosque, the Dome of the Rock, on the ruins of the Temple Mount, And this was built 1650 years after the Temple of Solomon was built there. The reason that the Dome of the Rock was built on the Jewish holy site in 691 AD was to stress domination over the Jewish people. Sharon was merely asserting the right of the Jewish people to visit the Temple Mount, a right that has been previously denied them by the Jordanians. The Second Intifada cost the lives of nearly 5,000 Palestinians and 1,400 Israelis, including 160 children. Now let me share with you this following quick summary. First, the violence was initiated by the PLO against Israel. Second, the First Intifada was violent and deadly, costing over 2,500 lives. Third, far more than young or teenaged Palestinians participated in the Intifada. Lastly, the PLO murdered 1,100 of their own people as collaborators, although nothing was ever proven that they were. These are the facts which we should teach in our textbooks, instead of the propaganda and the lies which is sadly written by, most likely, Muslims and liberals who do not love America, who do not love God's chosen people, the Jews, our true ally, Israel. Do you want to learn more about lies in our textbooks? Why don't you join us again for the next broadcast? And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.